only been praying for mercy this weekend. And the Lord sent an earthquake. And you know there are earthquakes in Scripture. It tells us in first one from the book of Isaiah, before that. Okay? But the Scripture also tells us about the one in Acts chapter 16. You know what happened? At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. The prisoners heard them. And as they sang, God was so moved that God started attacking. Great earthquake came up. And out of that earthquake, a book was written, which is the book of, you could remember? A book was written out of that earthquake. I don't want to move back in the air. Okay? A book was written out of that earthquake. Timothy. I'm stopping right here. Is the book of the book of joy. Now, we are gathered here this week because we want you to be equipped. And I want to read some scriptures. We will not be long. You know, I could preach till midnight. It wouldn't be long. Freaking messy.
Right there.
What the Lord is saying, God will come back. Just say, I'm going to take that. Okay. Okay, we look at the two men. Not the other two men.
We have the wrong.
Go on. You want to turn this house to people. You want to turn this house. We are going to read the closing verse. Now, if I should ask, what kind of life you would like to live? Okay, most of us want a nice, happy life. That's what I want. You know, you want to have a quality of life. This is the secret. Okay, this is the secret. We're going to read from verse 7. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My range also instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, for he is. Neither wilt thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures. This is the golden verse. You should have been born as one of the mortals, or one of the models, one of the objects of your life. I've always said the Lord be, I shall not be moved. And I want to show you some individuals who laid hold upon this verse and had a victorious life. Why should I live a defeated Christian? The greatest life to live on this planet is being a Christian. But there's a lot of Christians who are living defeated Krishna Vice. And now I'm just giving you an example that tomorrow we are going to set before you things from God's point of view. Most of the time, critically from how I see things. I want to see things from God's point of view. He said in verse 7, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel, who has given me instructions. My range also shall be dropped in the night. This is the night. This is the day when the Lord Jesus was rejected, his time, his own, we not have his mantle ring over us. This is the night. God says, I want to instruct how to live, how to move, how to maneuver, how to meander the truth this night. Verse 8. He said, I have said, the Lord always be for me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. No, the challenge we have, who is your contact? Who is your best friend? You know, I say to my grandson, this man, who is your best friend? Big grandma. When you get me angry, you know, this, who is it? He had the gates of that. Who is your best friend? Who is that friend that you have, that you could pour out your heart to, that will really sustain you? This is the Sabbath. This is it. Let's continue. Therefore, my heart shall rejoice, shall be glad. And my glory rejoiced it, and my flesh shall also rest in hope. Why? Even in death. The psalmist says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he is with me. So in difficult times, never forget this. God is with me. And he comes. This birth is used for the Lord Jesus. He shall raise them up. Verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. Have you seen the path of life? Have you seen that path that God has laid out for us in this world? Have you seen that path that all of us in the book of Job chapter 20, where the vulture's eyes have not seen, nor the lion's mouth have swallowed, and they ask him for his path? And the depth says it's not here. And the heaven says it's not here. And all the gold and diamond and topaz couldn't be valued for this path. But where it is? Where is that path? That's another question. No, I'm coming to ask, where is that path? And I stop. Right here, stop. So who wants to volunteer? What? Where is the path? No, it's in me. Just as you only for all the people. Because these guys, oh, give me the path. No, Kurt, not you, Kurt. My partner, Nick, who say he will help you, he's the boy. Go ahead, Nick. Give up the path. Amen. Say amen. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. I pull that out of my heart for you. Rabbit Ed. That's the thing. There is a path. And the path for us is the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll show you the path of life. In my presence, it's fullness of joy. At my right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Now, let us quickly look at some individual who dwelt in his presence. The benefit of being in the presence of the Lord. It happened. Luke chapter 4. Chapter 10. This is Mary and Martha. The devil is in verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went, they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Martha was cumbered about with much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, thou come not here, that my sister had left me to serve alone. Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful of and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away of her. This is Mary, the Christ. She had chosen the good part. I often see, let others see the new young people. You want a happy life? You want a life with direction? You want a life with purpose? Get close to Christ. And I'm begging this weekend to do that. Get close to Christ. Come to do that. We are going this. Okay? Right? Then she thought and listened to the words of the Lord here. The Lord said, to that good part. So, how do we hear the voice of the Lord? It's as we read the Spirit. Next one, quickly, John's Gospel, chapter 13. The Lord Jesus Christ, one will betray him. Okay? In verse 21, when Jesus had left him, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, very, very angry, that one of you shall betray me. You can imagine the language of the cross sitting here in this room. And the Lord Jesus is saying, one of you is going to betray. All of them start looking at each other. Is it I? Hear what the Lord Jesus said. Then the disciples look one on another, doubting of who he stood. Now there was leaning on Jesus for the one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. And Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, it is whom I shall give it from. When I have dipped it, and when he had dipped the salt, he gave it to Judas the son of. And after they saw, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said unto him, that thou wilt be wicked. Now, if you have to pass a secret wall, who are you going to? Who the Lord Jesus is going to? John was leaning on his in his bosom. Then he was leaning on his bosom. And they came, and Peter said, now Peter was very vocal. But when it comes to intimacy, When it comes to the Lord opening up his heart, he opens his heart to those who are close to him. Those who have a wonderful, intimate relationship. The disciple whom Jesus was. Now you can imagine, the Lord wants to tell you something about us in here. You think he's going to tell someone who is far off? Didn't he say in Abram's case, when he came to Abram in the book of Genesis 18, and he said, shall I hide from Abram the thing I am about to do? This is intimate, nearness to Christ, who he wants to have a relationship with you personally, personally, that you will feel so relaxed that you could lean on Christ. No, physically he's not here. But it means that I've come to a place in my Christian experience that I feel that I'm so close to Christ that I reap the benefits presently in this life. No, we are going to include. Let me give you one. Remember Paul? You know what Paul said? Book of Philippians, chapter 3. Those things that are gained to the cause of refuge, that I may win Christ. Let's go in closing Jeremiah chapter 18. Paul said, Jeremiah, down to the proper house. And the word which came, Jeremiah, verse 1, from the Lord, saying, arise, and go down to the potter's house. There I will cause thee to hear my words. Now Israel had gone away from God. When you read chapter 2, he said, my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and have hewn down for themselves broken systems that cannot hold water. Why all these things? God wants to have fellowship with us. And I think that that golden, that pressure. God wants to speak with me. God wants to enjoy my life. God has brought us to a place where we could enjoy him. This is God's desire. For you, it's personal. It's you and God, no one else. It's you and Christ, no one else. I have set the Lord before me. I shall not be moved. Mary sat at his feet, listening to the gracious words that was speaking out of his mouth. John leaned on him while others were there. Paul learned by comfort. Well, God is saying, I want you to look. All of us are there. Every in the Old Testament of vessels are talking literal. Vessels of clay. Remember the water pot in John Gospel chapter 2. But in the New Testament, we are people. And now God wants to fill you. God wants to be special in your life. Remember when David sinned? He said, I felt, restore to me the joy of my life. Because he was a broken vessel, all the joy ran off. And the apostle, God said before, you are chosen vessel of the. Hear what God said here in verse 2. And I went down to the prophet. And behold, he wrought his work on the vessel. The vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hands of the prophet. So he made it again. Another vessel. He went on to the prophet to make it. Then the Lord, then the word of the Lord came to me. O house of Israel, cannot I do with you at this point? Said the Lord, at the claim in the promise. So are ye in the hand, in my hands, for all the creation. Let us jump closer. I know some of you may not have seen on one of the videos, then not clear. The application is that God has made man. Man has fallen out. Now God has made him over with a new creature, a man. What I want to use is this. God wants to make over that he could put joy in, that he could be used. Second invitation. Think about you in the hands of God. Think of you that God picking up your and saying, listen, I am making this bed for my glory, for my praise, and for my honor. Put a hand on that. What God will do with you if you surrender God. Now, we are going to have a short word of prayer. No, 10 minutes. And if a brother or brothers pray for prunes, how much people are in the group? Five. Well, listen, that 10 minutes, we want 10. Amen? Wow. At 10 minutes, you want 10. Amen? Now let's pray for the weekend. Maybe this time. Keep it short. If you're praying too long, I'm not doing it. Right? Keep it short. Should we give thanks for something downstairs? Done. Okay. We give thanks one time. So the last brother, I'll be timing it. So we should finish by 25 after 8. Okay? Much better than possible. Now, let me explain this. When you don't pray, let Peter tell you what happened. Go ahead, tell him, Peter. What happened? No, what happened? We can see how if we don't bring in 10 people. Okay? Now it's your show. I'm going to sit down. I'm not stopping praying. Don't guys stop.